We thank you for being patient. We're replacing those book holders in all the pews, and so if the books are in, obviously in your pew, your holder's being worked on. I think the front pews are now done, so lots of books and lots of good space. We thank the choir and John and all those who are working hard on that. When we come together for a weekend mass, we bring with us, don't we, the joys and the burdens of the week. Some of us have been stretched thin at work. Some have been carrying family struggles that weigh heavily on your heart. Some walk into this church with questions or doubts or a quiet weariness. And yet, here we are. We've gathered around the Word of God and the Eucharist because in the end, we believe that Jesus has something to say to us that's worth hearing. Something that lifts us, that strengthens us, and helps us to keep going in faith, and not just his very self in his body and blood, but in the words preached and in the relationships that are shared. But let's be honest. The words of today's gospel can sound a little overwhelming. Jesus says, "Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple." Not exactly necessarily the kind of message that makes us feel cozy or comfortable. It almost sounds like Jesus setting the bar so high that no one could possibly reach it. And yet, when we hear these challenging words, we have to remember who is speaking. This isn't a drill sergeant barking orders. This isn't a philosopher laying out cold, abstract truths. This is Jesus. Jesus, our Savior, Jesus, our Good Shepherd, the one who ate with sinners, who healed the sick and lifted up the poor, who stretched out his arms on the cross out of love for us. His words, even the hard ones, are always spoken in love. And if we listen carefully, there's a deep encouragement and hope hidden in his challenge. Our first reading from the Book of Wisdom asks the question, who can know God's counsel? Who can conceive what the Lord intends? Well, the answer, of course, is that on our own, we can't. Human wisdom is limited. We get confused and distracted and sometimes even lost. But the reading goes on to remind us it was the Holy Spirit who was sent from on high. In other words, God doesn't leave us to figure things out alone. The Spirit is with us, is guiding us, is strengthening us, leading us step by step. I think this is yet another reason that the Diocese of Tulsa is wanting for our young people to be confirmed at an earlier age, so that that full indwelling of the Holy Spirit is with them. That's already good news. And Jesus doesn't ask us to carry the cross or follow him in our own strength. He gives us his Spirit to make it possible. As we hear Jesus talk about carrying the cross and about renouncing possessions in the gospel, notice the context. Large crowds are following him. Some are excited by his miracles. Some are just curious. Some may be just swept up in the energy of the crowd. Jesus knows that following him isn't just about enthusiasm, though, or surface-level excitement. It's about love, again. A love that endures. A love that gives. A love that doesn't quit when things get hard. Think about it. Every deep love you experience requires sacrifice. Parents know this. To raise a child, you sacrifice sleep, time, money, comfort, sometimes hearing the words of the homily at times at Mass. But you do it. You do it because love is stronger than all of those sacrifices. Marriage requires sacrifice. Friendship requires sacrifice. Even our careers or vocations require letting go of some things in order to pursue others. To love is to give. And so when Jesus says, whoever does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple, he's not saying that possessions are evil. He's saying, don't let them possess you. Even good things. Don't let anything, even good things, become more important than the love of God that gives life to all. He's inviting us to live free, free from the burden of clinging, free to love without fear. Now, sometimes we can hear these gospel passages and think, I'll never be good enough. I can't carry the cross well enough. I can't strive hard enough to make it happen. But that's not necessarily what Jesus is saying. You see, heaven isn't a prize we earn by working ourselves to the bone. Heaven is a gift, pure gift, offered by the one who already carried the cross for us. What Jesus is inviting us into is not an impossible task, but a new way of living. He's saying, let go of things that weigh you down, the things that keep you chained. Take up the cross, yes, but remember this. The cross is not just a symbol of suffering. It's the greatest symbol of love the world has ever known. To carry the cross with Jesus is to let his love be the center of your life, the measure of your choices, the source of your hope. Let me say that once again. To carry the cross with Jesus is to let his love be the center of your life, the measure of your choices, and the source of your hope. And what does that look like in real life? Well, St. Paul illustrates it for us beautifully. He's writing to Philemon about Onesimus, a runaway slave who's become a Christian. Now, by Roman law, Onesimus could have been punished severely, even executed. But Paul urges Philemon to see Onesimus not as property, but as a brother in Christ. See, in Christ, the old divisions no longer define us. There's freedom. There's dignity. There's a new kind of family. That's what the gospel does. It takes ordinary people like Philemon and Onesimus, like you and like me, and reshapes our hearts. It frees us from fear, and it gives us courage to live in that new way. And that's not crushing news, that's liberating news. So what does this mean for us here and now? Well, first, it means you don't have to be perfect to follow Jesus. You just have to be willing. Yes, you have to work, but discipleship isn't about never stumbling. It's about getting up again and again and again with the help of grace. The saints weren't perfect people. They were people who kept saying yes, even in their weakness. Today we rejoice with the church with two new saints declared this morning in Rome, St. Carlo Acutis and St. Pier Giorgio Frassati. Secondly, it means that whatever cross you are carrying right now, whether it's illness, grief, family struggles, or something known only to God, you're not carrying it alone. Christ is with you. He's already carried the weight of the world, and he promises to walk with you step by step. That doesn't take the pain away, but it transforms it. The cross in Christ is never the end of the story. Resurrection follows. And thirdly, it means that the freedom Jesus offers is real. We don't have to cling to possessions, to status, or even our own illusions of control. We can live with open hands and open hearts because we belong to the one who will never let us go. My brothers and sisters, you are beloved sons and daughters of God. You are worth the life of Christ himself. And the one who calls you is faithful. He does not set you up for failure. He equips you, rather, for the journey. Yes, the road of discipleship, as I said, is demanding, but it is also the road of joy, the road of freedom, the road of love, a love that lasts forever. And you're not walking it alone. You walk it with Christ and with all of us, your brothers and sisters in faith. And so today, let us lift up our heads. Let us carry our crosses, not as crushing burdens, but as signs that we belong to Jesus. And let us walk with confidence, knowing that the Spirit guides us, that Christ walks with us, and that the Father waits for us with open arms.